Next, we'll move on to case number 9,886. And this is a variance from a side yard setback requirement. It's west of Salt Hat Drive within Wharton's Cove.
It's amazing what a picture can do. Remember it now?
Which one is this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We went on the line.
This is left open for, I'm reading the minutes here, left open for the applicant to submit a survey for the Planning and Zoning Office to check building permits for compliance.
And was that done?
Building permits are in compliance. There's no open building permits.
86.
Yeah.
So everything was fine then on that, right?
Right.
Well, we're going to check to see if the pool heater and the deck were encroaching over the property line.
Yeah, we're doing. That's what we're. I'm passing this down to you now.
And how was that?
Spit it. You asked for that.
And that's all I have there now because you only had a drawing before.
Does it show?
They moved the heater then. Huh? They moved the heater.
Yeah.
They moved
the heater.
It's obviously it was.
Moved it back. Okay.
They moved it, pushed it back, so then he's met what we...
I had to catch up on this one. I wasn't here for that either, but...
So he's done what we had asked to do then. Okay. There we go.
Susie, well, I forgot to...
He moved the deck?
Did you mark the number on?
No, he moved the inner stuff.
He moved the deck?
Yeah, he moved the deck, too.
It's encroaching over the property, too.
Yeah, he moved it.
And the surveys.
Uh-uh. It was the heater one.
Yeah, the ground level deck was encroaching over the property line. Did they cut it off?
I have no idea. I'll have to check that one out.
Give him a chance. He wasn't here.
Taken care of. You want to?
We'll table it to the next regular meeting. We'll give you a chance to.
It shows it.
Huh?
It shows it.
Well, oh, the picture
I mean,
shows.
I'd have to check on it.
Yeah. Based on where, you know, those markers, but. I was hoping the survey would show if it encroached.
It didn't, did it?
No, it didn't.
No. I mean, the pictures are showing it.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see those.
There's a letter here. I don't see a letter.
Hey, bud, there's a letter.
Dear Susan, that's the reason I didn't get it.
No.
I didn't want to read her mail. Dear Susan, thank you for speaking with me this afternoon about my mother's home in Bethany. Enclosed is a survey of Lot 5 in Wharton's Cove. The physical address is 29406 Salt A Drive, Bethany Beach, Delaware. As of Monday, May 5th, 2000, the pool heater has been relocated closer to the house. After the meeting, the architects... After a meeting with the architects, this is the only location in which we could place the elevator so that it would be suitable landing pad. Again, we would appreciate the board's consideration allowing us to build a small elevator to assist my widowed mother who suffers from chronic arthritis. The kitchen is on the second floor and the elevator will help her get her groceries and other items in the house with less pain. Susan, this is very important to me. For my mother's benefit, is there anything else we can do to help this be approved? I don't.
It doesn't address the deck, right?
No.
Okay, we can't consider that letter anyway.
I can't consider that letter.
Unless it addressed that.
But I wanted to read it.
It did say that the pool heater had been moved.
Right.
And we can consider that.
No matter what.
Okay, I make a motion we table until we find out if the deck's been. The encroachment's been taken care of.
Okay, till the next regular meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion? We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 9,886 until our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All right. All opposed?
That, Mr. Chairman. When is that meeting?
June 2nd.
June 2nd, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.